As the Biden administration begins its first 100 days, we wanted to hear from two young adults on opposite ends of the political spectrum about how they are feeling in this moment. Their essays come to us from YR Media, and we start with Ariana Giles in St. Paul, Minnesota.
For all I know, America has always been problematic. But right now, I'm desperately hoping for a new chapter. I thought I saw it all in 2020. The pandemic, the killing of George Floyd, even my extroverted self turned shy. And after the attack on the U.S. Capitol, I feel like America has hit a new low. But over the past week, I started to think about what the Biden administration means for my future and what gradual changes I'm looking forward to. In reality, having a new president doesn't 100% relieve me. If anything, it heightens my experience, making the burden of being Black in America a continuum. On the one hand, it's a good time to express how I feel because suddenly everyone is listening. But on the other hand, I still walk around in the skin that I'm in and don't get everything I need from society. It's a weird trade-off, which makes it hard for me to easily accept change in the first place. But what's my alternative? I don't want to be angry all the time, and change is change, right? Here are some things that do give me hope. First off, Vice President Kamala Harris. As a young Black woman, I am very excited to see a woman and woman of color represented in our country's highest levels of politics. I can relate to her and put my faith in her judgment and her ability to push Biden outside of his comfort zone on hard issues. Second, I'm looking for a new awareness. Here in the Midwest, it's as if people thought racism only existed in the South or in the news until now. The conversation has started, but this administration needs to keep it going and call things out. Third, let's get more COVID relief. Nobody seems to know what to do, and I want this next administration to get a handle on things. I'm also thinking about how I can be a part of making change happen within my own capacities. With our country in such a divided state, it has become much harder to tap in academically as a student finishing up college and find the joys in being an educated person in the world. But I see in times like these, the more educated folk, the better. So I'm going to stay informed, try to have honest conversations when divisions come up in my own life, and I'm going to give Biden and Harris the benefit of the doubt that they can remake America in a way that might help me. But I know it's going to take more than trust and faith that everything will work out to make me feel a part of this country again.
I'm Will Carter in Athens, Georgia. As a young voter, I have often thought about my place in the world over the past year. First, it was the pandemic, then questioning what it means to be a Republican. It's a long story, but I was sucker punched like so many others, and with the combination of intense politics, the world gone mad, and all other things that go along with young adulthood, my health and well-being were on the line. Now I find myself looking towards the future with hope, but also apprehension. A few months ago, I would have never thought I'd throw away my support of Donald Trump. Then, imagine being a Georgian, where I'm from. We had to endure another 2 months of elections and blistering attacks from the president against our elected officials, not to mention the constant attack ads against candidates running in Georgia for 2 U.S. Senate seats. Then the Capitol riots occurred. That entire day was a travesty and a stain on America and the principles she stands for. After all of this, I've decided to no longer support Trump, yet I remain a committed Republican and conservative. On Facebook, I was attacked maliciously for this decision. I received threats. I was told that I have no character, I'm not a patriot, I was inundated with profanities, and many friendships that I had for years subsequently ended after the 100-word post where I stood up for the principles that I believed in. So here I am now, with fewer friends, but my faith in the democratic process remains strong. I didn't vote for them, but one thing is clear to me. Joseph Biden and Kamala Harris are the rightfully elected president and vice president of the United States. I just hope they really remain moderates and don't give in to far-left principles, because realistically, that's the only way we'll get things done. Republicans have work to do as well, to end the Trump era. As for me, I'm taking a break, at least until 2022, and my Facebook page calms down. Right now, I don't have a lot of confidence in the future, but I know that will change. and I wish the Biden administration luck healing the wounds of our fractured country.
Will Carter lives and works in Athens, Georgia. Ariana Giles is a college student in St. Paul, Minnesota. Their essays were produced by YR Media, a national network of diverse young journalists and artists.